Now to another story generating headlines across the world, Ebola. Today, President Obama named Ron Klain, a former chief of staff for Vice Presidents Joe Biden and Al Gore, to the position of Ebola Response Coordinator. In shorthand, Klain is now the country's Ebola czar. That comes amid mounting pressure from Congress for more action on the Ebola front. Klain will oversee efforts to protect Americans from the virus and stop the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Nearly 4,500 people there have died from Ebola, and it's devastated entire families and villages. It's also having a global economic impact. Joining us with more on that is Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Mike, welcome.
Oh, thanks for having me, Seth.
And Mike, there's an effort to model, to quantify how much of an economic impact Ebola could have. What are some of the numbers on that?
There is definitely an effort, and it's a very difficult thing to quantify, obviously. The World Bank had one estimate out for just the effect on West Africa. The economies there, according to the World Bank, will lose as much as $32 billion through next year because of the outbreak. And when you think of the size of the economies there, that is a really huge hit for them. In fact, you know, it's likely to throw countries like Liberia and Guinea into recession. And it's also hitting the global economy at a sort of a precarious time. There's tons of concern, obviously, about Europe and whether they could possibly relapse into a recession next year. So it's really a bad time for this to the fear of this to be spreading through the global economy. As of yet, the developed world outside of Western Africa, it doesn't seem like there's really been any noticeable impact, but that could change, obviously, if the headlines keep coming, especially in the U.S. and in Europe, that another case here, or even suspected. There's been so many suspected cases of Ebola that pop up in the news, and that catches everyone's attention, and you don't necessarily notice that the person had something else, flu or something. And, so there's really this grave concern about it, and that fear itself could have an impact.
And that fear, right, that fear is an important issue here. The director of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, has been wearing a button that says isolate Ebola, not countries. And I think that kind of gets at what you're talking about, which is fear has an impact as well, and in terms of in dollars as well.
Absolutely. Goldman Sachs had their economists had a research report out about it. And they say, the fear factor associated with it appears to be way above anything, any sort of pandemic or potential pandemic. Not that this is in that category yet, but the fear of this is way above past instances. The most common thing people refer back to is SARS about a decade ago. And you look at the global impact of that, it was about $40 billion. So already alone in West Africa, they're approaching what we saw globally from the SARS epidemic.
Right. And fear, for example, means people afraid of flying. That hurts airlines, et cetera. So you see how that translates into dollars.
Right.
Mike, here in the U.S., several schools in Ohio and Texas closed yesterday for precautionary cleaning due to concern that some staffers there may have had contact with one of the nurses who contracted Ebola in Dallas. Health officials are now saying that was unnecessary. But what's the economic ripple effect of school closings like that?
Oh, it's definitely not good. and you think about it, you think about our economy, potentially, so many of us are now able to work from home, telecommute. The biggest comparison I always draw is to the, after Hurricane Sandy a few years ago, the stock market was able to basically reopen, even though most people weren't even able to get into New York City via public transit. But when you're talking about things like schools closing and restaurants, everything from, as you said, airline stocks basically entered a bear market over concerns about this. And, so much of our economy obviously would shut down if this fear spreads.
And I'm thinking that in the case of schools, we're not even talking about the cleaning cost alone. But, parents figured out, what do I do with my kids? How do I pay for childcare when they're not going to class today?
Absolutely. And, obviously, whether or not companies will reimburse parents for that or even pay for them if they're out of work, it's a big question mark. And it's certainly seeping into the conversation of corporate America right now. Is this something that they're going to have to gird for and prepare for in the next few months?
I wonder if another conversation corporate America is having is if we have employees that need to stay home because of Ebola fears, maybe they need to be home for 21 days. Do we pay for them? We know that Frontier Airlines, which out of an abundance of caution has put two pilots and four flight attendants on paid leave for 21 days because they were on a plane that carried a nurse who later tested positive for Ebola. So what kind of financial considerations for companies who may have to decide, do we pay to let people not work?
I think it's a conversation they're all having right now, and not even necessarily, do they show up for work, but think about if you're a person who travels a lot in sales or some other type of occupation, do you cancel those trips to conferences? Do you cancel, a sales meeting in another city? If you've heard of a case or an outbreak there, and there's a lot of big picture decisions like that that are going to have to be made.
That's Mike Regan of Bloomberg News. Mike, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.